We're FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Perry Wiggins, the executive director of the Governor's Military Council here on KMAN's In Focus. I know we talked about a number of different things with regards to the installation here and what 2018 means at Fort Riley.
Yeah, you know, this goes hand in hand with the budget as well. As the Army takes a look at what the National Defense Authorization Act just approved, which was very positive because it really reduced sequestration, which has been reducing our numbers in our ranks in the Army, and started to increase numbers once again to take us back to what I personally believe is where we need to be for our national defense. You know, the Army is an important, probably, and I'm parochial here, the most important cog in the wheel, because you have to have troops on the ground to really make a difference. I really believe that our Air Force and our Marines and our Navy are critical components. But as you start to put formations on the ground and they stay there, it's like the racer effect. You then draw away from what formations you can use in other places. And the Army tends to be the ones that get stuck in the places, you know, and I say stuck, but in places around our world. Our 2nd Brigade right now, I was over in Germany visiting my son. I saw a lot of 1st Infantry Division patches over there. You know, they're in Poland, they're in Hungary, they're in Romania. They're all over Europe right now working as a deterrent for, you know, Russian aggression. And so that kind of goes under the radar scope. And so one of the things that we're working real hard here in Kansas and with 1st Infantry Division is trying to work with the Army to say that really we think Fort Riley, but specifically here in the Central Flint Hills, is a great place for them to bring another brigade combat team into the formation there in the 1st Infantry Division, because it's a great place, number one, to train. It's a great place to live. And it's a great place to deploy from and return back to is right here in the Central Flint Hills. So one of the things we're trying to do is get a brigade combat team, about an additional 5,200 soldiers or so, get that positioned here in the state of Kansas. And what's slowing that down is really the budget. You know, the Army can't do anything without the money. You can be authorized a number of troops, like 10,000 additional soldiers, but if you don't have the funds to really support that, then really it's an empty force.
Well, it seems like with things kind of being steeped up a little bit, when you talk about Russia and you talk about China, North Korea, not to mention the continuing war on terror, it seems to me like that growth needs it's more incumbent now than it was, you know, when they first started talking about
sequestration. Right, you know, a lot of frustration in the senior leadership ranks of our military when we declared the war over.
Yeah,
you know, we've got a lot of soldiers deployed all over the world, military members all over the world right now, and the op tempo, the operational tempo, is just as high as when we were considered to be at war, and just as dangerous too. I mean, Korea to me is absolutely one of those areas where we've got to keep a focused eye on that particular country, and specifically its leader. That's an unstable individual. He's been an unstable individual, and he inherited that from his father and from his grandfather. So, you know, the bottom line for me is that country and what they do affects us every single day.
Too much inbreeding.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's definitely got a problem.
Definitely does.
But the thing is we as America, and we take a look at it, our military, you know, I think 190,000 troops in 140 different countries. That to me is
wow.
A significant number that doesn't need to go unnoticed by our citizens, because we're the greatest military on this earth because we serve the greatest nation on this earth. And that support is absolutely critical. You know, here on March the 29th, we're going to recognize our Vietnam veterans once again. And I think that the soldiers of today owe a great debt of gratitude to our Vietnam veterans, because they ensured that when we went back to war, that soldiers were not going to be treated like they were when they came back from Vietnam. And so, you know, every time you go into an airport now, soldiers are in uniform, you see people say, hey, thank you for your service. They're doing a lot of things to make the soldier feel absolutely appreciated.
We have just a little over a minute left. I want to just ask one quick question here. This is regard to mental health. We had one of our top stories of 2017 was the number of deaths at Fort Riley with soldiers, people associated with the military, some by their own hands, some not. But what is the governor's perspective, or at least that in Topeka, about trying to provide some assistance in helping these matters?
Well, you know, the governor's established 7 lines of effort to support our military, and really it's what drives our military council. And a lot of those things is to ensure that we do everything we can to support our military service members and their families. Like I said earlier, you know, the operational tempo in our Army is very high. It has not relaxed. Those same type of stressors and pressures that affect everybody in our lives and at work. But, you know, for a military member to be separated from home and a lot of different things, quality of life initiatives and issues then become paramount. And so I know that the governor, and I'm not speaking for the governor, but I am speaking for the behalf of the council, we work very hard to work with our installations to make sure that they have what they need to improve the quality of life for our servicemen, women, and their families.
General Wiggins, always a pleasure to have you in. So much perspective we appreciate and look forward to having you back next month.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it very much.
From the Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council, General Perry Wiggins. It's now 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN, CBS News, followed by Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and The Game this afternoon. The Bruce Weber Show tonight at 7.